Good Thursday. Today is July the 3rd, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, the U.S. inventory of all hogs and pigs on June 1st of 2025 was 75.1 million head. That was up slightly from a year prior. That came out a week ago in USDA's National Ag Statistics Report. We're going to take a look at all the hog details and what it means after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Livestock making agricultural headlines as the United States inventory of all hogs and pigs back on June 1st of this year was 75.1 million head. Now that was up slightly from June 1st the year prior, 1% from March 1st, 2025, USDA's NAS recently reported. Now breeding inventory was at 5.98 million head, and that was down slightly from last year and down slightly from the previous quarter. Market head inventories were at 69.2 million head, and that was up slightly from a year ago, 1% from last quarter. Now the March to May 2025 pig crop is at 34.2 million head. Again, that was up 1% from a year ago. Sows farrowing during this period totaled 2.91 million, and that was down slightly from last year. The sows farrowing during the quarter represented 49% of the breeding herd. The average pig saved per litter was 11.75 for that March to May period, compared to 11.56 just a year ago. Now, the United States hog producers intend to have 2.97 million sows farrow during the June through August 25 quarter. That is down slightly from the actual farrowing during the same period 1 year earlier, down 2% from the same period 2 years ago. Now, intended farrowing for September through November 25 is at 2.95 million sows. That's up 1% from the same period a year ago, but down 1% from 2 years ago. So the total number of hogs under contract owned by operations with over 5,000 head, but raised by contractees, accounted for 53% of the total United States hog inventory, and that is up 1% from the previous year. Now, all inventories and pig crop estimates for June 24 through March 25 were reviewed using final pig crop official slaughter, death loss, and updated import and export data. The revisions made to the March 25 all hogs and pigs inventory was 0.3%. The net revision made to the December 24 all hogs and pigs inventory was 1%, and a net revision of 1% was made to the September 24 through November 24 pig crop. Now, as far as the markets are concerned, the June 1 hogs and pigs report was expected to be viewed as generally neutral, which will likely have a muted long-term impact on the lean hog futures and cash market trades late in the week. Now, overall market direction is expected to continue to be focused on domestic and export pork demand over the near future, with traders likely to give little attention to inventory levels when returning to the market. Total hogs and pigs in the U.S. pork production system were essentially unchanged from year-ago levels, with 75.1 million head in the current production system. This is 100% of a year ago. Now, although many seem to feel that overall hog numbers would be fractionally lower in the pre-report estimates, the limit change from early market estimates is not expected to be enough of a shift to cause the trade activity through the complex. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now, talk a little bit of weather phenomena. Now, it is an uncommon weather event, but it has recently occurred in the north central U.S. once again. What is it? It's called a derecho, an extreme wind event. Rod Bain tells us more.
How to describe a derecho? The weather event that recently impacted a wide stretch of the north central U.S. is one that is a fairly rare occurrence. When it does happen, more often than not, it takes place in the Midwest or central U.S. To give a better idea what a derecho is, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey provides some context.
It's a Spanish word, derecho, and it's an all-purpose word in Spanish. And one of the meanings of derecho is to the right, and it's the opposite of izquierdo, which is to the left. But another usage of derecho is straight ahead. So in the adverb form, it's kind of just the marching or the moving straight ahead. And that's the definition that has been used by meteorologists in the United States to describe this type of event.
In addition to being straight-line winds, Rippey says distance also determines the definition of derecho in a meteorological sense.
The real factor is that getting at least 400 miles of straight-line wind damage, winds greater than 60 miles per hour, basically moving in one direction,
Now, in the case of the late June derecho event, it more than met the criteria of sustained winds over a 400-mile distance. In fact,
if you look at the measurement from, say, southeastern Montana into the Upper Great Lakes region, that was more than 600 miles of wind damage reports across that northern tier of the United States, so easily reaching that 400-mile criterion.
And regarding wind speed,
there were a number of reports showing verified wind gusts in the 80 to 100 mile per hour range, all the way from southwestern North Dakota right through the south central and central part of the state, and then exited all the way through the Red River Valley, hitting parts of Grand Forks southward through Fargo. It did clip northern South Dakota and southeastern Montana, as well as northern Minnesota and northern sections of Wisconsin and Michigan, all those being wind gusts of at least 60 miles per hour, and in isolated cases up to about 100 miles per hour.
One aspect regarding this specific derecho that did not fit the usual pattern for such activity:
not only was this event several hundred miles long, but it had a width that was about half the state of North Dakota, so a fairly significant width as well on this derecho event.
But like tornadoes, hurricanes, and other wind-driven climatic events, derechos can and have caused their share of impacts. With the recent event in the northern plains and upper Midwest,
there was a lot of infrastructural damage. Trees were just blasted flat in some cases, snapped off. We had some damage to farm buildings and homes.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.